It is March 26, 10:30 in the morning. We are starting the meeting for GNSOIRTP Part D Community Workshop. We are in the Sophia Room.
We're going to try and get started here in the next couple of minutes. Folks are still assembling into the room for anyone who's on the call. Do we have anyone on the phone? On the remote bridge? We do have some folks on the remote bridge. So thank you for your patience as we assemble in the room and get out laptops and pass out candy, apparently.
So this is Mark. I think we do have someone on the call. I think. You're right. Okay.
Hi, James and everyone. Barbara's here.
Hey, Barbara. It's James. We're just kind of getting assembled, and Holly brought candy for everyone. So that's well, just certain people.
So, apparently. Barbara, is it midnight for you?
No, it's actually only about.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us at that hour.
Oh, no worries. Not a problem. It definitely beats the all-nighters that I've been doing earlier in the week, so.
Okay, welcome everyone. This is an IRTPD PDP workshop. So what you see, and I think everybody here around the table and even our folks in the audience, which includes a former chair of an IRTP working group, by the way. this is the final... Do we need to take a roll? This is not a working group call. This is a workshop. So, but perhaps we could go around the table at least and introduce ourselves to the people that we know and love already. And then we'll go on to the phone and get Barbara and anyone else that's dialed into the bridge. So if we could start with this gentleman down here at the very end.
Steve Chan, ICANN staff, brand new to the policy team.
Woohoo!
Barry Cobb staff.
Lars Hoffman staff.
Marika Konings, ICANN staff.
Graham Bunton from 2CAS.
God, the roll call moves fast all of a sudden. You got to be on your toes. This is Mikey O'Connor.
James Bladle from GoDaddy. And Mikey, forgot to say, he's a co-chair of the working group, and I'm the other one.
Holly Reich, ALAC.
Chris Chaplow, NDC.com, business constituency.
Volker Greimann, Key Systems, Genus or something, something.
Christine Doré, National Arbitration Forum.
Bob Mountain, AfterNIC.
And can we get the folks on the call to sound off?
Barbara Knight, VeriSign, and also representing the Registry Stakeholder Group.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara, and glad you could join us. Okay. So the purpose of this meeting, as we, I believe, indicated in the agenda, is that we wanted to present our initial report, including our preliminary recommendations, to the community for feedback. And my concern is that everybody in the room already knows what those preliminary recommendations are, including the folks on the phone. So this is really just for Paul's benefit.
And Paul is Paul is not really paying attention. He's just mooching our Wi-Fi. So maybe we could just end really early.
Well, I'm kind of looking to staff here for some guidance. We can go through these again. But I do want to emphasize the almost absurd level of redundancy that that would represent. Maybe we could open up an open floor to the working group members if they have had a chance to review or participate in some of the IRTP discussions that we've had over the weekend and earlier this week. If they have had any discussions of this interim report with their constituencies and stakeholder groups, and if they have any feedback from those discussions, maybe that's one way we could intelligently use our time. Holly.
Holly Reich, ALAC. The feedback that I've had has been to really emphasize the fact that there has to be some comprehensible information on the ICANN site and possibly on the registrar's sites as well, or at least a link, so that people who don't speak ICANN language can understand what their alternatives are if the name has been hijacked or however they've lost it, and understand what ICANN compliance can do, or if there's some alternative they've got, or if in fact there's something that we can't do and it's something they'll have to settle, say, within the business or between parties. You know, even that would be something that that was the only feedback I had. Thanks.
This is Mikey. I had a conversation with Thomas Richter. Actually, Thomas was on the council update part of this, and he sent me a note that I will feed into. I fed it into the list. That he said, in typical Thomas style, terse, I'd like 15 months better than 12 for the length of time that the I forgot what the interval that we were, yeah, the statute of limitations, we're moving from 6 to 12. He's lobbying for 15. And since you share a nationality and a personality with Thomas Volker, you might want to talk to him about that. Oh, we're getting really cool echo from Graham's computer. Nicely done.
Did he give any, Volker Kleinmann speaking, did he give any reasons why these extra 3 months would make such a big difference that we should care?
I asked him to document that, and I believe that he's coming back with it. But I think the fast answer that he came back with was the renewal cycle, and his eyes kind of bulged out when I said, well, yeah, but what about people who renew on a 2 or 5 year cycle? So I think we'll have, if you run into Thomas in the hallways, it would be good to visit with him a bit about this. You know, I think this is evidence of why working groups are so cool. I mean, we've dug into this pretty deep, and I was pretty able to very quickly come back with a little list of reasons why we came at it, but that's the only feedback I've got.
Sorry.
I'm not close enough to the microphone, but now I am. Sorry about that.
Chris.
Thanks. Yes, just from the business constituency perspective, Stefan van Gelder is leading the comments for the public comment for the business constituency. I've had a briefing meeting with him. Unfortunately, he can't be here because of his NomCom commitment. So I can't give you any feedback on exactly. I mean, it'll be largely supportive. It'll be in line with what the constituency comments were. I know those were principles more than details of recommendations. We'll wait and see. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Chris. Barbara?
Thank you, James. This is with the transcript. So I guess my concern would be with extending it even to the 12 months is, you know, we've had some conversations about the fact that, you know, the potential multiple hopping, and to the extent that we even go to 12 months as opposed to three hops or multiple transfers after an alleged transfer in violation of the policy, you would now be looking at six. If we extend it out even further to 15 months, then it just continues to compound. So I'm not certain even that, you know, moving it from 6 to 12 really gains us a whole lot. This is my thought.
This is Mikey. Goodbye, Paul, you weenie. I am thinking about this again too. I'd sort of like to, because, you know, when we were talking about this before, what we were really doing is we were overloading the TDRP a little bit with inter-registrant transfer issues, and so this extending of the statute of limitations, there we go. The extension from 6 to 12 months was aimed at helping registrants gain access to the process, when in fact we've further refined our ideas, and this really isn't a process for registrants much at all. So, you know, when we get back on into this after the break and we've got public comments back, I'd be open to discuss that more, Barbara. I think I may be agreeing with you.
Okay, thanks for that. I can report, and I know Graham and Volker are here as well, and we're at the Registrar Stakeholder Group meeting yesterday. I don't recall that there was any feedback of any sort on this particular issue of the extension of the statute of limitations, or really any of the preliminary recommendations associated with our work. I think that that's in some respects a vote of confidence on just how well covered and well represented registrars perhaps are in this group. So there was nothing, I don't think any action items or anything to be taken into account. However, we should probably just be open for public comments. And I guess my question then to staff is, have we received any submissions to the comment, recognizing it's only been open for a couple of days before folks start to get on airplanes? Nothing. Okay. All right, thanks. So, we've reached the end of the queue. Everyone has weighed in. Our attendance, our one attendee left. We did gain another attendee.
Yeah, we've got Oswaldo.
Oswaldo has joined us. And Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, just propose that we adjourn the meeting, because I would like to go to the contractual compliance meeting this clashes with.
That's an excellent point. There is a contractual compliance meeting conflicting with this. And
I, as co-chair, co-second the... I'm making this up as I go.
Staff is raising their hands over there. They're going to ruin this idea.
Yeah,
Chris.
They're going to roll right over this. Watch this. Just watch it. Here it comes. Yeah. Here comes Marika.
Small list of action items. Now, this is Marika. We actually just wanted to point out that, ironically, although I think everyone preferred this meeting time, the attendance was much better when we had our meetings at 7:30 a.m.
Marika, don't even go there. Don't go there.
I tell you what, that is an important point, and we should not discount the significance of that, and we will bear that in mind for the workshop for IRTPE.
And at 7:30, there was food and drinks, too.
That's true. There was coffee, if I recall. Yes. So I think we attracted, Yes.
Oh, and the muffin things were good.
So so with that, I think Chris makes an important point, is that we don't want to sit here just because we had a meeting and we got the room. We want to make sure we're doing some good. If we feel like that we have exhausted the good that can be done, there are certainly other important sessions occurring in other parts of the convention center that are worthy of our time and attention as well. And then I know staff wants to go, hang out in the staff room and drink Diet Cokes and gossip. So, all right, so with that, we will adjourn this particular workshop. Thank everyone for coming. I thank everyone also, if we haven't had a chance to, thank you for your diligence in coming to the weekly calls and putting together this report. I think that we are well on track for a final report. I think it's not unrealistic to think we might have something lined up by the London meeting, but we'll have to see what comes through. So, Lars,
just last word. Just last word, absolutely. I presume we are resuming in, not next week, but the week after?
I believe we have scheduled to resume at the usual time on April 8th, which would not be the Tuesday.
Monday.
It would be 2 weeks, correct? Thank you. And I'm sorry, when the public comment period is currently open and is open until which date? We can get that really quickly here so that we can read that into the record, that our interim report, our initial report, I keep saying that, is still open for comment.
This is Mikey. We might want to think about talking about that cost structure stuff at the next meeting, because that's probably the most complicated thing we have yet to resolve.
Agreed.
So.
The public comment is open until the 3rd of April, and then the reply period, if applicable, would close on the 25th of April.
Fantastic. Thank you. So we should have a good idea by our next call, any initial public comments received. So thank you, everyone. Hope you're enjoying Singapore. And Marika, last word. Last word.
This is Marika. Just conscious that the deadline for the first comment period is pretty soon after this meeting ends, so it may be worth as well on that call, and even if you haven't received any comments, to check if anyone is working on any, so you can decide whether it makes sense to do the reply period, or if nothing has been received, there's no requirement to run a reply period, because in principle there's nothing to reply to.
That's a good point. Lars, can you take one action item, and that is on the Tuesday that we, or the Monday that we normally would have a meeting, so April or March 31st or whatever, send a note out to the list to ask individuals to let us know if there is a comment forthcoming from them or their constituency? That'd be great. Thank you. Okay, good catch. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, all. Have a good meeting.